producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fix Bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be taking your calls here in this overdrive segment. We wanted to get the people who've been on hold for a while to be able to talk. We've got Nelson in Florida, Robert, California, Bob, Colorado, and Lucas in Texas. We're going to try to move through these quickly to get all of you who've been holding here. Nelson, go ahead.
Hi, David. I'm Nelson, the Outlaw Patriot here in South Florida and Naples, Fort Myers area. I talked to Alex about a month ago, and Lionel was on at the same time, and Lionel had mentioned that he had a buddy up in New York that's a musician that reaches people, and he was saying that if we started doing like concerts and things like that, reach people through music and through family events. And what I had proposed to Alex was to have like a Freedom and Constitutional Truth Tour, We the People, and have like Willie Nelson, Ted Nugent, and do a family thing, but invite all the sheriffs and police in the United States to join us at these events to talk about the Constitution, to talk about America and our values and morals, and, you know, just make it a family event. And Alex said it would get co-opted, you know, how everything does. Mm-hmm. But I believe if we do it in a family atmosphere and not a protest, but a parade, you know, where it's fun, it's, you know, it's all about...
Well, that's true, yeah. Willie Nelson did Farm Aid years ago. It's a great way to reach people when you do it with entertainment, with family. That's a good idea. I'll pass that on. Thanks. Was there anything else you wanted to say? Okay, thanks. Let's go to Robert in California. Robert?
Hello, David. This is Robert. I served in the Navy, you know, and I just wanted to thank you. A lot of people thank Alex for all the hard work he's doing, but I want to thank you, Jakari Jackson, and all the other guys there at InfoWars, because you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thanks. We wouldn't be doing anything else if we had a choice, even. So, go ahead.
I was on board nuclear submarines for about 8 years. One of my main duties was the purification of the water for the reactor. We were able to survive down there, and it kind of taught me a lot. And getting out of the Navy, I wasn't really following Alex, and somebody referred me to him. And I remember him talking about water fluoridation. And at the time, it was kind of new to me. When I speak to people, they seem skeptical that the government or whoever could put something like that in the water, and it must be good for you. Well, water isn't simple. If you study water chemistry, the book that we had in the Navy was actually 2 volumes. And they're about 1.5 feet thick. And so there's a lot to water, and it's not simple. And halogens like fluoride don't belong in your water, and they're not good for your thyroid. And so for anybody out there who's still skeptical,
absolutely. You know, Robert, it was interesting when I was in Denmark covering Bilderberg, I had someone come up to me. He goes, I recommend your program to people, and they just can't believe what Alex is saying. They can't believe that anybody would put fluoride in the public water system. And I think one of the things that we need to do to explain to people who are skeptical about this and say, okay, let's forget for a moment whether fluoride is safe or effective. Let's talk about a safe and effective medicine. Take your pick. Would you put it in the water supply, knowing that you can't have any control over the dosage, that a baby is going to get the same dosage as an adult male? That's a very stupid, dangerous proposition. So anybody that wants to talk about fluoride, I would start at that point. Thank you, Robert. Let's go to Bob in California, trying to go through these calls quickly. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, David. Just a real quick reference to the previous caller. Just like he said, thanks to all you guys for helping fight the InfoWars. Priceless. I just wanted to touch real briefly on a point that Alex had brought up about how the football scandal yesterday was getting so much attention. I actually ended up at a local business, and they had CNN on.
Only got a couple of seconds. Make it real quick. Tell us what's your take.
Yeah,
10 seconds.
They spent a lot of time covering that, and then briefly after that, they went to coverage of politics in the Middle East. They've spent several
absolutely.
Times
it gets all the press. I'm sorry we don't have any more time. Apologies to Lucas. Join us tonight, 7 Central, InfoWars Nightly News.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Another global transmission on this Thursday, 22nd day of January, 2015 broadcast. I want to open the phones up throughout the transmission. We only have one guest joining us today to look at Hollywood propaganda and to break that down from a prosecutor's point of view. And in the meantime, there is a ton of off-the-chart, incredibly important news. And I was sitting here before we went live trying to figure out what I think is the most important story out of all of these. Is it Monsanto earnings fall 34% after a year of global protest? Is it House Republicans drop controversial abortion bill ahead of Roe v. Wade anniversary? We thought that was going to pass yesterday. Inhofe calls Obama climate agenda a wealth redistribution scheme, but then votes to say that climate change is real. Senate votes 98-1 that climate change is not a hoax. But Inhofe said the way they wrote it, they just said, is climate change real or not? Well, of course climate change is real. They didn't say man-made. So they forced Republicans to vote for it to try to get the Keystone legislation passed that it was attached to, so they can then run around and say, Republicans agree climate change is real. Playing lawyer mind games with the public that's not paying attention. Because the public in every poll doesn't trust the government and knows we're in deep trouble, but they still don't know the details. So we're going to talk about that. Freedom of speech. Boston mayor bans bad-mouthing of Olympics at Facebook. And Facebook says it will filter out fake news. City employees are told don't criticize it even in your off time. British judge suspended for recommending straight couple to adopt a child in a battle with a gay couple. That's like saying statistically you want parents or grandparents to get a child, not the state. They turn out better 7 times on average. 7 times better. They have 7 times less problems. Drugs, crime, prison. Those numbers are the same as Europe, same as here. Well, you say that, you're being, anti-social worker. I mean, they deserve to take the kids. And if you say, hey, the heterosexuals statistically, need to raise this child. No, there's a line of gay people that can't have kids, and they want your kids. I'm not saying all gay people are like this, but there is a mill going on, and there's jurisdictions around the country, like Travis County in Texas, that's known to be the place to go, and they have homosexual couples moving here so that they can get in line to take CPS kids, because other counties won't give them the kids. And so there's an incentive to grab kids and then give them to gays because they can't have kids. Listen, go get a surrogate. You don't need to take my kids. And I'm sorry, this is what's going on. Heterosexuals are being preyed on. This is how gangs work. It's how they operate. And everybody knows I'm not a gay basher up here. It's not my cup of tea to tell people what to do in their bedrooms. Quite frankly, it wouldn't even be discussed here if there wasn't such totalitarianism out of the left that basically runs the homosexual agenda worldwide, that is very anti-family and very, very, very aggressive. I have a gay cousin, far removed, but nice person, and I got invited to his birthday party once, and at a bar restaurant, and the gay men were in there to me and my wife, talking about how horrible it was that we had 2 children. We have 3 now. And I just said, let's leave. These were aggressive, mean, unhappy people that were offended that there were, I guess, a few straight couples there. See, I wasn't wanted, and that's fine. Just listen, you hate me? You hate me that I got kids? You bought the agenda of not having kids? Then fine. Don't come after my kids. Pretty simple. And I'm not stereotyping here. I'm talking about a large, hardcore leftist contingent of homosexuals that everybody knows are operating like this worldwide and are filling up the social worker positions and the governmental judge positions to basically wage war on a heterosexual world that they think has oppressed them. When you go watch movies that are based on true stories, like The Imitation Game, that's a true story about the gay genius that invented a computer to decipher the German Enigma code with the Ultra system, he was persecuted. He was drugged with hormone treatment and committed suicide, and he was arrested for being gay. That's wrong. I didn't do that. I wasn't alive then. So see, what happens is there's this persecution complex, and then the persecuted become the persecutors fighting a battle that isn't even going on in most areas of the world. But you never hear the homosexual agenda, the anti-family agenda, the eugenics anti-population agenda is really why it's being pushed by the establishment. You never hear it criticizing, I'm sure you've noticed, what happens in Muslim countries where they behead you or chop your arms and legs off or burn you. Oh, no.
because that would be politically incorrect to criticize the precious radical Islamicists, just like the feminist won't discuss any of that. So that's how it works. True liberalism in the Thomas Jeffersonian system is you can have any political view or live any way you want as long as you don't affect somebody else or take somebody else's rights. And I see a lot of totalitarianism out of the so-called gay agenda and an anti-free speech agenda where reporters are arrested in England when they use the word homosexual. So that's why I use that term, heterosexual, homosexual. Words themselves are not hateful. Like the average dumbed-down person, white or black out there, thinks the word Negro is an N-word. It just means black in Latin. Caucasian just means they believe whites originally developed in the Caucasus. Caucasoid features. It's not anti-white to say Caucasoid. Caucasoid. But this is the ignorance. It's just like the black lady that runs the casino restaurant read in a book about Martin Luther King's favorite food, collard greens and fried chicken. I think that may be my favorite food as well. It's just Southern cooking, folks. And what it is racist Yankees when blacks moved up there after the Civil War. I'm not saying Yankees are bad, but that's where it comes from. Well, they made jokes about blacks eating chicken fried steaks and collard greens and fried okra. But then now Hollywood says it's the South that makes fun of black people eating watermelon and fried chicken. That's what people eat in the South. That's what I eat on the 4th of July. And it ain't because I'm black. It's because it tastes good. But see, this is the mental illness I'm talking about. Don't use the word homosexual. Don't use the word Negro. Don't use the word heterosexual. That's hurtful. No, these are scientific words. And a casino with a black woman managing it, a black woman runs it. She wanted to put some Southern soul food out on the table. And they had to apologize for it. This is the mind control. Meanwhile, 52% of blacks are never born in this country and aborted. Everybody knows I talk about that ad nauseum, but it's over 55 million abortions now. 55 million abortions we know about since Roe v. Wade. That's the big issue here. And if you want to talk about black people being exterminated, we've got an example of it coming up. Video of unarmed black man with hands up, killed, shot six times by New Jersey cops. And they follow the police orders. The cops say, I'm going to kill you, and they shoot him. And it's pretty scary. I think a lot of this is contributing to the fact that the media has hyped up a black versus cop agenda, and innocent black people are going to pay when scared cops shoot them. But regardless, you got to punish these officers. This is very clear-cut in my view. And we can't have an attitude where the police are just 100% right all the time, and you got to back them no matter what. That will create the climate that's caused so much dislike of the police that people like George Soros are trying to capitalize on. And if you want to talk about bad behavior of the police, we're going to play this video as well. Sleeping Illinois cop claims, quote, it's now illegal to record a police officer in public. They've tried to put people in Illinois in jail for life. We've interviewed the folks. It's been on CBS News for life for filming the police on their own property. They're claiming it's wiretapping to film someone in public. And they passed an Illinois law pretty much stating that now, because the cops were doing it without a law before, misappropriating another law, misapplying. Well, this law is unconstitutional. But that's tyranny. You've got cameras everywhere. The police have got cameras with microphones. How do they film you in public? Because there's no perception of privacy. Now, you go to somebody's business, and you tell them you want to have a closed-door meeting with them, and you go behind closed doors in a conference room, and you record somebody. In most states, that is not illegal. 15 states it is. You got to have two-party consent. It's one-party consent in most states. I think it's disreputable. I think it's wrong. It's usually not admissible in court, but it is a First Amendment right. But I think it's a gray area when you're in somebody's house or business. It's up to the people letting somebody in to make sure they trust them. So a lot of times people take stuff they record that's legitimate, and then they try to project onto that something bad has gone on. But to have the police all over the country, beating people up, arresting them for filming them in public is a serious crime, and police officers that do it need to be arrested and indicted for false charges and official oppression. That'll stop real fast. This is what you see in North Korea, not in the United States. We're going to come back and get to a bunch of other news. The doomsday clock set to move to 1 minute closer to midnight and more.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In 1814, we took a little trip.
1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson
down the mighty Mississippi.
We took a little bacon
and we took a little beans and we whipped the bloody British at the town of New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't nice.
There is one version where they say we whooped the bloody British, but in this version they say we fought the bloody British.
We look down a river and we see the British come. And
There must have been a hundred of them beating on the drum.
They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns.
Where to begin? Let me just get into the police issues right now, and then we'll get into long-term use of birth control pills linked to higher risk of brain tumors. Fox News. Since they came out with birth control pills in the 50s, they've always been linked to a bunch of different cancer. I mean, turning off your normal functions is going to screw your body up. 80 richest people in the world revealed new GOP border security bill removes the border fence. I tell you, it's bipartisan tyranny. That is all coming up. Drone flies through congressional hearing. Another drone crashed carrying methamphetamine. NBC News. This is really just the rise of the robots. We'll get to all that in the next segment and open the phones up. But first off, look at this article. And I've got stacks like this every few days. And it's not our intent to sit here and just demonize the police, because that will then play into the role of an us-against-them mentality. But the Stockton police out in California fired more than 600 rounds at SUV. Court documents now show the bank robbery suspect, who supposedly had hostages, and they shot the hostage 10 times, killing her. I mean, that's this overkill business, where now they're all like special ops soldiers out there to fight an enemy. And so a guy gets out of his car with his cell phone, and the cops shoot him. That happened in Austin. And the cop actually got in trouble because, okay, you're scared, you got a bunch of adrenaline, I get it. But it's this shoot 'em up training. It's this instinctive shooting training that a lot of police trainers are criticizing, because, yeah, it gets cops to where they're ready to shoot and not hesitate. But at the same time, they'll just pull their gun out and shoot a guy in handcuffs in the back because they're so brainwashed to just pull their gun instantly and shoot. It's scary. I mean, you're not gunfighters at the OK Corral, is the point. And we, the citizens' lives, matter just as much as yours. And this new video of unarmed black man with hands up killed, shot 6 times by New Jersey cops. We're going to play that video and that audio right now, unedited, only bleeping the cuss words from the police. New Jersey police have released a video of 2 police officers shooting and killing a black man as he tried to get out of the car with his hands up. Now, let's be clear. We showed a national study just 2 weeks ago showing that whites and Hispanics are almost twice as likely to be shot by police per capita than blacks. So whites are getting shot like this, too, by itchy trigger finger cops. These are kind of like guys that go deer hunting for the first time that shoot the neighbor's cow because they think it's a deer and then argue they saw antlers. They get buck fever. And they get scared to death. Well, the people you're aiming guns at get scared. The guy put his hands up, gets out of the car, and they shoot him. And it's all because there was a gun when the cops got in the glove compartment. Well, having a gun is not a reason to get killed. And I told the story of an Austin cop when I was still in high school. I was a senior. Pulled me over, saw a weight belt in the front seat, pulled a gun out instantly, shoved it to my head, and said, "Get your effing hands up, get your hands up." I did. He goes, "Don't move, don't move, don't move. What is that? What is that?" "That's my weight belt." He looks at it. All right. Well, you can go. I'll just be. At least he didn't shoot me or take me to jail or beat me up once his adrenaline got up. So we're going to play that video right now. Let's go ahead and go to it. They pull over the Jaguar.
"Hey, how y'all doing? How you doing? Hey, Officer Dave's Bristol Police. Reason I'm pulling you off, you went right through that stop sign back there.
What?
Right on South Pine Street. Hey, you got a driver's license?
Yeah, I got my driver's license.
What's up, man? Can you grab for me?
No.
Show me your hands. Don't move. Get him out of the car, Raj. We got a gun in his glove compartment. Don't move.
I want to come back and play this unedited because we're going up to break, but you notice it's a black police officer. So see, Al Sharpton won't be able to make a big deal out of this, which I think is questionable. I don't think the cop wanted to kill him on purpose. He was scared. But having a gun in your glove compartment should not be a death sentence. But unfortunately, Al Sharpton and George Soros can't cause a race riot over this because it's a black cop.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, chained to the ground, shattered from the sound.
Coming up, long-term use of birth control pills linked to higher risk of brain tumor, study finds. We're going to get into doomsday clock, set to move 1 minute closer to midnight. We're going to break down courthouse news report. DOJ asked judge to put BP fine at $11 billion. The Department of Defense and Cybersecurity announces that they do plan to use appliances, they already are, to spy on you and your family. We are all designated enemies under this system. That's how they claim to get around the Fourth Amendment. So we're going to be breaking all of that down coming up. But finishing that video, the chilling video, for radio listeners, you can go to InfoWars.com and watch the video unedited with the cuss words if you so desire. The police officers cussing so much that a lot of the audio is choppy. But they've released the video, the accident, as they're calling it. took place, that's what Sputnik calls it, on December 30th of last year, but the video of the shooting was only just been released. The newly released footage shows two police officers, Brahim Days and Roger Worley, I think it's Brahim that's doing all the screaming, pull over a car in the town of Bridgeton for allegedly not halting at a stop sign. And then the rest is history. There's a gun in the glove compartment. And so the cop obviously gets agitated, says, don't move. The guy puts his hands up. And then the cop just starts yelling and screaming. And he appears to follow his orders, and then he just shoots him. The other passenger, the driver, climbs out on the ground, on his belly on the ground, and doesn't get killed. But, I mean, we don't live in Fallujah, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the problem with having militarized police. I don't want to be pulled over, and they open my glove compartment, and there's a gun, and then the cop starts screaming and then just shoots me. I've almost been shot in the head by an Austin police officer 24 years ago. I'm about to be 41. And I don't hate that officer. I understand he was scared of my weight belt, but I wasn't doing anything but speeding 7 miles over the speed limit. And so it's something we got to talk about, because these type of instances are up because of the training. And I want to illustrate again, this is a black cop doing this. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm not saying he wanted to shoot this person. But it just doesn't sit right that this guy's dead. And okay, one of the guys had a record. Okay, whatever. That's not a death sentence. And I understand that it's a tough job. I don't want a police officer's job, especially in a bad area. It would be terrible. But if you are so scared that you're about to get killed, that you're going to pull the trigger and shoot an unarmed person who isn't going for a gun, then I don't think you need to be a police officer. It's really that simple. Let's go ahead and play the entire unedited video. Here it is. They walk up on the car. He checks the license plate.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Officer Days, Bristol Police. Reason I'm pulling you up, you went right through that stop sign back there.
Where
that? Right on South Pine Street. Hey, you got a driver's license?
Yeah, I got my driver's license.
What's up, man? Can you grab it for me?
We stopped.
No. Show me your hands. Show me your hands. Show me your hands. Don't you move.
Yeah, he opens the glove compartment to get the license and registration, but there's a gun in there.
Show me your hands. Don't you move. I'm telling you, I'm going to shoot you. You're going to be dead. I'm telling you. You reach for something, you're going to be dead. I'm telling you. Just keep your hands right there. Jerome, you reach for something, you're going to be dead. He's reaching. Show me your hands. No. No, you're not. Don't move.
The other guy's got his hands up. The other guy had his hands up. How would you not panic having the cop put a gun to your head and say that? So he puts his hands up and comes out of the car, and the cop steps back and shoots him, panicking.
Right here. Cuff him right there.
I mean, I don't want to be pulled over by that hothead. I tell you, man, what a nut. Total liberal, guaranteed. I was in the gym yesterday, and there was this woman going, I'm a conservative, but we've got too many guns, and they're so dangerous, and they're so scary, they need to be taken. And I just put my headphones on, and because she was on the elliptical next to me babbling. And 10 minutes later, I took the headphones off to get off the elliptical to lift weights, and she was still babbling. And I've seen people that see a gun in the hands of a citizen, they freak out. In the hands of a cop, they think, oh, it's fine. This is the fear. That's why open carry and things like that are so important, because then it desensitizes in a good way the public and everybody else to guns in the hands of good people. But I've watched the video. It's very clear. The guy had his hands up and was, you know, saying, come on, man, come on. And they just executed him. So the headline should be executed for running a stop sign in New Jersey. You now get the death penalty. You know, I don't know my crew's view on this because I watched this video this morning on Infowars.com. I came in, didn't ask them. Let's go to the control room here. This is unscripted, unannounced. They don't know I'm going to. Let's go to whoever wants to pop in. It could be Nico. It could be Joe. It could be John Bound, any of the folks in there. Get a microphone. Give me your take on this. Let's go to John Bound. John, you want to talk? Yeah, let's turn on John Bound's mic. We're going to get in the habit here of you guys coming on air a few times a day. Bound, what's your take on this?
Well, as you said, it's blatantly like Fallujah in the streets of New Jersey. The streets of New Jersey are a very tough place to be, but the guy is clearly getting out of the car. One cop shoots him in the back. The other cop shoots him in the front. And as you said, it's buck fever.
Yeah, these guys would go deer hunting with you and would end up shooting the neighbor's cow.
Yeah, or the barn, something like that, yeah.
For folks that don't hunt, I mean, you take some new hunters with you, this is what they do. Or they just get a gun in their hands and they start freaking out, especially if they've never been around guns. I mean, I was shooting Folgers cans at age 4 with a 410 to teach me the power, then watermelons. Then I was taught not to touch guns unless I was authorized. And by, I'm not bragging, by age 7, I could shoot the top off of a Tabasco bottle at 200 yards with a 3-power scope with a 243. Now, of course, I can't shoot like that. Well, I don't want to digress, but I could shoot bullseye at 1,000 yards with a 308 Remington 700 by the time I was 14. But it's just for somebody immersed in gun culture, it's really hard to get my mind around northern policing, especially where they've killed the gun culture. That's where you see much of this going on. John, you were raised in Kentucky. Were you immersed in the gun culture?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have a choice in Kentucky. And you learn how to use a gun. A gun is no different than a shovel. It's just a tool. It scares the animals away. It brings you food. People in Kentucky are generally not afraid of guns, but now we have this culture. There's a woman on Fox News the other day saying that we need to get rid of all semi-automatic weapons again. We need these guns because we have the police acting the way they are out there. If things escalate, then we'll be okay. Smith & Wesson's stock just shot up yesterday. So people are arming themselves out there. The general public, which is completely unrelated to the people that are in control, because we are run by millionaires who are in a VIP club who are disconnected from the reality.
Well, I would say 100 millionaires and billionaires. If you look at the top Democrats, I mean, that's just a fact. The Democrats are the top pretty much 15 people in Congress worth billions or hundreds of millions individually. It's truly outrageous. But I think a lot of people are getting guns, not so much for the police, but for the breakdown of society. And the media is using bad actions of the police like this to demonize police as a whole. That's the larger compendium of the manipulation. I noticed that Jakari came into the control room. I'm glad he's got something he wants to say. Jakari, what's your view on this?
Well, with this shooting, it's pretty ridiculous to me because he pulls him over. He says, I want your license and your registration. So many people, they put their registration in their glove box. So a guy opens his glove box trying to retrieve the registration, and he happens to have a firearm in there, and the cop completely freaks out about it. You know, so what are you supposed to do? Well, officer, do you want me to get my registration or do you not? And then the officer's actions, you know, he completely freaks out. He's not able to keep a calm head, you know, put your hands up. And there's a point in the video where we can't really see so much what the suspect is doing, but the officer's like, keep your hands up, keep your hands up. The guy exits the car and is shot multiple times for his efforts just trying to be a peaceful person.
That's right. And I've had the case where I have a firearm in the glove compartment and I tell the police officer, okay, I'm going to get you my insurance and stuff, but there's a gun in there. Would you rather come around and do it?
Mm-hmm.
And the cop just said, no, just do it slowly. But that's because I was so calm and relaxed,
right,
that it wasn't an issue. I mean, I get the fact it's nighttime. They're out there. One of the guys has a criminal record. It came out on the plate they ran. But they've got their hands up, and the guy just starts freaking out. The cop starts freaking out. And I've seen plenty of white cops do this on video and shoot a black guy or a white guy. And my sarcastic point was, unfortunately, they can't make a racial issue out of it because, you know, the cop initiating, it's black. But the point is, it's not racial, in my view, in most cases. It is hysteria.
This yeah, I agree with that. 100%. It's not a racial issue. It's just these guys, it's the training that they receive. It's this federalized training. It's these no hesitation targets and all the whole thing that goes along with that. They're just completely freaked out that anybody who has a gun, anybody who has a constitution, anybody who actually knows the law better than the officers do, they're just convinced that these people are wicked devil criminals.
Absolutely. All right, Jakari, thank you. Anybody else in the control room want to add some points to this? Whenever we're waiting for folks to give a comment, we can play Jeopardy music in the background. Deet, 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 deet. That means answer the question. Okay, also coming up, Senator Schumer, sleeper cells might make bombs with household items. So now if you mix bleach with soap to clean something, why, the ATF's going to be raiding you. This is a whole new way to get in your house, and everyone's a suspected terrorist. Oh, my gosh. I've seen corrupt police do this where they'll pull somebody over and taser them or kill them and then hold up jumper cables and say, look, pipe bombs. We've seen that on the news repeatedly where there's this attempt to act like they're just terrorists everywhere making bombs that are going to be used on the police. In fact, they told police departments for 6 years, you will be hit by IEDs from veterans and gun owners in the future. So when you start getting bombed, out of the blue, who's the main suspect? The people that told you it was coming out of the blue sky who are trying to demonize the liberty movement. The same people like George Soros trying to take unfortunate cases, some of which I think are legitimate shootings, like the Brown case. He did charge him. He did attack him. He did go to the hospital. The witnesses came forward. It was all made up. The Zimmerman case, a little bit more questionable in my view, because, you know, he is following him around the neighborhood. The guy's got a right to walk around the neighborhood and buy Skittles and tea or whatever. But then the news shows him when he's 12, not when he's, you know, 17 and looks like LeBron James on steroids. And then the black witnesses finally come out and say, yeah, he was on top of him banging his head in the ground. And then finally all that comes out. The Justice Department's trying to hide black against white in this country, and they want to turn that also on the police so they take the brunt of anti-government sentiment instead of the people at the top that are running the show. The same Republicans that we thought were going to vote to ban partial birth abortion, they didn't do it. They passed the same bill that was killed in the Senate last year. But see, they could pass it in the House knowing it would be killed in the Senate. Now, it would probably pass the Senate or force the Senate to vote for abortion. They didn't want to be exposed. So now they had a chance to ban abortion of babies that are viable outside the womb, unequivocally human, unequivocally developed, viable outside the womb. They didn't vote to do it. Just like they voted that climate change is real and said, well, climate change is always happening, but the Democrats did this as a rider so they can now say, why, every Republican but one voted and agreed that climate change is real. We need carbon taxes. So that's all coming up. I said I'd go to calls this hour, but is Lionel on at 12:30 or is he on at the start of the next? Okay, so we will open the phones up in the next hour. You've heard a whole spectrum of news so far here covered today. Any of these issues I mentioned, I'd like to get your take on them. I'd love to get your breakdown on it as a listener. First-time callers today, we do that a few days a week, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air, 800-259-9231. Now, after the break, long-term use of birth control pills linked to higher risk of brain tumors, Fox News. We'll also get to this video of the cop in Illinois saying it's illegal to film me in public. I mean, that is shameful. And at that point, that police officer becomes a totalitarian agent of evil and is no longer a police officer under the Constitution and is an enemy of the Republic. Now, I don't wish any physical harm upon them. But the politicians that pass this are the kingpins. He is the enforcer in the street, in my view, carrying out a mafia edict. I mean, we do not live in North Korea. And police are not God. And the minute they try to make them God, you know they're getting ready to go after your pension funds. As Obama announced, they're getting ready to seize the education 401ks. I mean, this is happening. Briefly here, ladies and gentlemen, I want to announce that at current rates, we will sell out by next week. We came out with a discount line of super high quality products. The first is out, Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Support. It has, 20 ingredients, 14 herbs, and then six other known extracts that massively boost the immune system in major studies. Echinacea, elderberry, golden seal, the list goes on and on. Concentrated. Pardon me, CJ? Oh, thank you. There's a bottle of it to my right. Thank you. I noticed I was looking for it. Here it is, Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex. Out of the gates, we're selling it for $14.95, 25% off. It's normally $19.95. This is a discounted product at $19.95. Our right side line for InfoWars Life is going to be high-quality organic herbs and other compounds that aren't on the expensive end. A special line of discount, but at the highest quality, Rolls-Royce at Pinto prices. Leading competitors that have similar formulas are $35 to $60 for the 2-ounce bottle. This is taken sublingually, so you get high absorption. InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Ancient Defense. It's selling out very quickly at the sale, maybe months until.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Oh, boom, bop-a-boom. Oh, boom, bop-a-boom. Oh, boom. At a glance.
I am, sir.
Are you aware that it is now illegal to report police officers in public?
Is it?
I'm afraid it is.
Is it?
And there is the video. Let's play that one more time for TV viewers so they can see the video.
Oh, so you're recording?
I am, sir.
Are you aware that it is now illegal to report police officers in public?
Is it?
I'm afraid it is.
Is it?
I'm afraid it is. In broad daylight, in the street, a cop saying, you can't film me. I mean, that is just outrageous. And they did pass a law that's written trickily, but implies if they don't know, it's wiretapping. They don't know? Well, I mean, the government is illegally breaking into our computers. Samsung and other companies are watching and listening to us and announcing it. But then separately, the government can't be filmed in public. Well, I guess an on-duty police officer in Illinois can't go work a football game because you might be on ESPN. There's no perception and expectation of privacy in public, and he knows it. Unbelievable. Who feels safe living in a country where the police in some areas with a straight face will say you can't film police in public? What a load of bull. Unbelievable. Look at this report. Long-term use of birth control pills linked to higher risk of brain tumors. Since the 60s, they've been linked to all sorts of cancers. All we know is the cancer rates are going up. Taking certain forms of birth control over 5 years or more doubles the risk of developing a rare brain tumor, a study led by Danish neurologists has found. That's just one tumor they studied. The study due to be published today in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology says that women who take hormonal contraceptives show higher rates of glaucoma, a tumor that affects around 5 people in every 100,000. Let's expand out of that. Every major water supply has these birth control compounds in them, and they found Prozac derivatives in all the water. In an AP investigation a decade ago, they found in every major city they studied, it was higher than what runoff could show. And they said, we don't know why. And it's basically a mix of different serotonin reuptake inhibitors in the Prozac class. But there's also a base chlorine / fluoride molecule. And we don't know why it's showing up. They're dumping it in the water. I mean, they put fluoride in the water. That's the basis of Prozac. Yes, we're living in a science fiction movie, boys and girls. Yes, they Trojan horsed all this stuff. Coming up, women on top is most dangerous sex position, scientists conclude. In a government study, missionary causes in the cowgirl position, responsible for half of all penile fractures, the London Telegraph reports. Yes, it's very dangerous. I'm glad we have government studies of that. Here's another one. Scientists create firewall for new forms of life. And here's another study. Feds spend $432,000 studying gay hookup apps. Yes, they're doing that for Obama. And trying to tell him which bathhouse to go to. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's just some of the news there, being a little sarcastic here at the end. But that's a serious, serious story here on the Washington Free Beacon. NIH project studied arousal of gay men when using Grindr, I think is the name of that. The National Institutes of Health has spent nearly $500,000 studying gay hookup sites. They awarded Columbia University to interview gay men who use GPS dating apps. You know, I'll guarantee you, just like they used, this is declassified, hepatitis shots in the gay population to spread HIV in the 70s when they started it. They used a gay population as a vector because of high levels of unprotected sex. I bet money this data is being gathered to figure out how to deploy weapons to the gay population. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Several months back, I started taking your Nixon iodine and your super meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Your products are great. I use DNA Force. I use X2.
Thank
Super Male Vitality and Lung Cleanse. Every day, they're great stuff.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse.
Vitamins, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.